Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 147 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for tuning in. Without your support, folks, I would not be here right now. Special thanks to all the first responders out there serving us day in, day out, in a very difficult environment. We would not have this great country, folks, if it wasn't for you. For any of you out there that need help getting to that next level in your life, I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Her name is Kim Ades. She runs a great organization called Frame of Mind Coaching. You can find her and her amazing team at frameofmindcoaching.com. Whatever you need, whether it's coaching, mentoring, to get you to that next level in life, Kim Ades and her amazing team can help you get there. So head over to frameofmindcoaching.com. That's frameofmindcoaching.com and see what Kim Ades and her amazing team can do for you. On to the show. You know, I want to talk a little bit about collaboration and how important it is in an organization. There's many things that leaders need to be concerned about in an organization. One of the most important things that I think that leaders should be concerned about is fostering that environment of collaboration. You can't do it alone. This should be the mantra of exemplary leaders, and for good reason. You can't make extraordinary things happen by yourself. You need the right team around you. It's collaboration that enables corporations, communities, and even virtual classrooms to function effectively. Sustain collaboration by creating a climate of trust and facilitate effective long-term relationships among your employees or your constituents. Promote a sense of mutual dependence, the feeling that everyone in the group knows he or she needs the others to be successful. Without that sense of we are all in this together, it's impossible to keep effective teamwork going. Stimulating people to look out for one another and do what they can to make the whole team successful. Trust is the lifeblood of collaboration. If you don't have trust, folks, you don't have anything. To create and sustain the conditions for long-lasting connections, you have to be able to trust others. And more importantly, they have to be able to trust you. And they have to trust each other. Without trust, you cannot lead or make extraordinary things happen, plain and simple. If you do not have the trust among the people below you, folks, you are not a leader. Plain and simple. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you need to have that trust. Share information and knowledge freely with your constituents. Show that you understand their needs and interests. Open up to their influence. Make wise use of their abilities and expertise. And most of all, demonstrate that you trust them before you ask them to trust you. The challenge in facilitating relationships is making sure people recognize how much they need one another to excel, how truly interdependent they are. Cooperative goals and roles contribute to a sense of a collective purpose. And the best incentive for people to work to achieve shared goals is the knowledge that you and others will reciprocate, helping them in return. Help begets help, just as trust begets trust. By supporting norms of reciprocity and structuring projects to reward joint efforts, you enable people to understand that it is in their best interest to cooperate. Get people interacting and encourage face-to-face interactions as often as possible to reinforce the durability of relationships, which are so important. I don't care what you are doing out there, folks. It's all based on relationships. Exemplary leaders foster collaboration by building trust and facilitating relationships. This means you must do the following things. Number one, extend trust to others, even if they haven't already extended it to you. Number two, spend time getting to know your constituents and find out what makes them tick. So many leaders don't do this. You need to know your people. Number three, show concern for the problems and aspirations others have. Number four, listen, and listen some more. Shut your mouth and listen to other people. Just be quiet and listen. Number five, structure projects so that there is a common goal that requires cooperation, making sure that people understand how they are interdependent with one another. And number six, find ways to get people together face-to-face and increase the durability of their relationship. Get rid of the technology. We need face-to-face interaction. Not that technology is important, but no matter how much technology we have, folks, it's never going to replace face-to-face interaction, that human connection. I hope this has been beneficial. I hope everybody is doing great. If you head over to cjevolution.net, the website associated with this podcast, you can check out all the episodes. Got a lot of great guests coming up this following week, folks. Stay tuned. If you can head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. With that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, folks. I hope everybody is doing well, and above all, be safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.